Please rise. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our texts this morning on this blessed Christmas morning are the lessons that you have heard read, and our theme this morning, the same theme that you heard last night. What child is this? Please be seated. Dearest beloved of Jesus Christ, when a child is born, there are questions that are naturally asked. For instance, is he or she healthy? How much does he weigh? Grandparents will always ask, well, what did you name her? What does she look like, or who does she look like? Doctors and nurses will always examine a baby, and they are asking the question, is he or she alert? Are her lungs clear? We expect these kind of questions. But there are other questions that we would never expect to hear at the birth of a healthy child. Who would ever ask such a question? Who will handle his funeral arrangements? Or what cemetery do you think she will be buried in? Or what was their cause of death? For everything there is a season. Holy Scripture certainly tells us this. And the season for asking about a person's death isn't usually asked at the person's birth. Now, last night, our children sang a hymn that asked a very unusual question about a child born in Bethlehem. What child is this? It's a fitting question, since this child was born in a very, very unusual way. His mother is a virgin. His birth is announced by the heavenly host, by angels, sent by God, praising God. So, what child is this? The wonderful answer is proclaimed by an angel. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. What child is this? The child is no less than the Lord Himself, the Lord of heaven, the Lord of the earth, the Lord whose voice breaks the cedars, now coos softly in the arms of His loving mother. The same Lord who commanded Moses not to come too close, but to remove thy sandals from thy feet, for the place that you stand is holy ground, now invites lowly shepherds to draw near to Him, to come and see Him lying in a manger. The shepherd Moses hid his face from God, but now the shepherds behold the face of their Lord and their Messiah in the face of an infant. The unapproachable is now approachable. The Holy One of heaven and earth, is now inviting you into His presence. That, dear ones, is certainly good news. But what makes God's appearance in human flesh good news of great joy? What it is that He came. He came in order to redeem you and to redeem me and to redeem the entire world. The Lord of creation became part of His creation in order to recreate what man had destroyed. The Immortal One was born in a specific time and a specific place. Himself forever the Immortal One, now living with His mortal creatures, Thanks be to God that His incarnation is good news of great joy for you, for me, for us. The reason why this is good news of great joy is that this child's birth is that at His birth we ask this simple question. Now it may be seemingly an unthinkable question, but it is a question that we have to ask. As you look at the manger scene, you know the question: how will this child die? For this child, as you heard last Sunday, this child was born to die. Not die for himself, but to die for you and for me and for all men. This was God's plan. It was God's plan even before this child was sent. It was God's plan there in the garden. You shall crush his head, but you shall bruise his heel. This is exactly what the heavenly angels were singing about when at the birth they proclaimed peace on earth. This child will die because of you and because of me, and he will die for all of us. Now let's go back 700 years. The prophet Isaiah said, "To us a child is born." And the angel said, "Unto you is born this day a Savior. Unto us, whose worldly passions conceive and give birth to worldly thoughts and ungodly thinking. Unto us, whose sinful hearts give birth to cruel and hurtful words, even against those whom we say that we love. Unto us, whose sinful nature drives us to live as though God doesn't exist, that we are greater than God. I am God. Unto us sinners, this child is born." So the question, what child is this? The one who had a Mary at his birth had multiple Marys at his death. What child is this? The one who had a righteous Joseph at his birth had a righteous Joseph, Joseph of Arimathea, at his death. What child is this? The one who is wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger at his birth now was wrapped in a burial shroud and laid in a tomb at his death. What child is this? The one whose birth was honored by wise men bearing myrrh, for he was one who was about to die, and whose at death he was honored by faithful women bearing myrrh to his tomb. What child is this? This child is the great light that was shown to us, we who dwell in a land of deep darkness, all of us who once walked in darkness, now shines his loving light on us. What child is this? He is a human baby, a real human being, flesh and blood like you and me. Yet one day, he will die, and he will be laid in a tomb. But on the great third day, his real human body comes back to life. He is the first fruit of the resurrection, of your resurrection. Yes, the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people in this child. That's who this child is. So let's do something, dear ones, that is normal at the birth of a child. Let's look closely at this son of Mary. He has the lips, as Isaiah told us, of a wonderful counselor, Parakletos. He comforts your troubled conscience with the most wonderful counsel that you could ever hear. He says to you, I forgive you of all your sins. I forgive you of all your sins. Let's look closely at this child. He has the hands of the mighty God, the El Gibor. He set aside his might to have his hands nailed to a cross. And then he extended his mercy to you through his holy meal even today. Let's look closely at this child. He has the arms of the everlasting Father, Abiad. Yet his arms were spread wide there on his cross, so that he may draw himself to you and draw yourself to him, so that he can wrap his arms around you in holy baptism and welcome you home as his prodigal sons and his prodigal daughters. Let's look closely at this child. He has the royal head of the Tsar Shalom, the Prince of Peace. But his head was crowned with thorns, so that on the great last day he may place on your head the great crown of glory. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people. That's who this child is. Today, his salvation is again extended to you, dear one, as a free gift, as this child comes to you here at his altar. It's Christmas. It's the nativity of the child. And Jesus is present to serve you the very best gift that you could receive today. His very body and his very blood. A gift that forgives you of all of your sins. A gift that strengthens your faith. A gift that inflames love in you, true love. What a wonderful gift. What a wonderful gift of love this is. A gift that announces to you that you do have life and salvation forever. So one final time, let's ask the question, what child is this? This is the Lord who has saved you. So haste, haste in bringing him laud. Hail, hail, the Word made flesh. Joy, joy, for Christ is born. The babe, the Son of Mary, born for you, dear one. Born for you. And a blessed Christmas to you. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.